our intern Sprocket has a tremor. What's it called again? Help me with this.
It's a neurological condition.
Uh-huh.
It's called essential tremor.
Essential tremor.
Yes.
Now, what exactly? What are the outward manifestation of this?
Well, symptoms can vary, but it's a general tremor, and it can be any part of your body, from your feet to your head to your hands to your legs, to really any part of your body.
And when were you diagnosed?
For me, I was 13-ish.
But you were telling us this is something that typically strikes older people.
Normally, the majority of people who have this are a lot older, like 50s or up.
Mm-hmm. So it's similar to Parkinson's in the way it looks.
Yes, in the way that it looks. But there's actually no link from one to the other, which is good.
It affects sometimes your speech pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the way that that she talks on the air with us, which, by the way, I think you do a great job.
Yes,
you do.
But it's one of those things that you wanted to address because you're doing something about it. You've started a support group for this.
I have. When I first got diagnosed, I was 13. It was so mild. I didn't even notice it. My dad did. And there's such a lack of awareness for this condition, even though it affects about 10 million people in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I feel like it's something, you know, I'm passionate about. I want other people to know about it. And I think it's always good to create awareness about any condition because it creates understanding.
There's going to be a support group meeting for anybody else out there that may be affected or a family member that may be affected by this. And it's going to be this Saturday. Tell us about it.
It's this Saturday from noon to 1. It's at the United Crescent Hill Ministries, which is right off Frankfurt Avenue.
Do you know, have you met before and are there people in
the
Louisville
this is
area?
Actually my fifth meeting. You know, I know there's people affected by it, but it's the gaining of awareness.
You get the word out.
Exactly.
Well, you have a radio station at your disposal.
Yeah.
Now.
I know.
How about that?
How that works.
You all are great.
Funny how that works. Here's the other thing about it, too, that you guys have to know about her is that stress.
Yes.
Being nervous makes it worse.
Yes. There are multiple triggers, and that is one.
And one of the big ones is stress and being nervous about stuff. And she was so nervous when she started here, and she was so nervous when she started talking about wanting to bring this up on the air, that you've done an amazing job.
Thank you.
Good job.
At a young age.
Yeah, but it's 30 years old and out there doing
support.
I am
actually the only leader in the state and the youngest leader in the country for the foundation.
When she first was sharing the situation with us and talking about the tremors, and she was telling George the triggers, the things that make it worse. And one of them is being startled or something happening very quickly that you're not expecting.
This makes me sound like a horrible person.
You are. And so George, without missing a beat, says, so if you're sitting here one morning and I come around the door and go, boo, really loudly, that'll make it worse.
Makes me sound like a terrible person.
Yeah, that might make it worse.
Anyway.
Probably.